Chapter 4. Faria. Every night, the guard brought Dantes soup for dinner. Dantes waited for 1 hour after the guard left. Then he would go back to work on his hole. It was hard to dig with his hands, so Dantes broke his mug. He used the biggest piece for digging. One thing kept Dantes working. He could hear someone else making a hole through the floor. One night, Dantes came to a hard spot. He could not go deeper.
"Now I have no hope," Dantes told himself.
"Don't say that," said a voice. "There is always hope."
Suddenly, part of the hole in Dantes's floor fell in. From the floor, a small, old man climbed into Dantes's room. He had dark eyes, long white hair, and a long white beard. Because he hadn't seen another person in a long time, Dantes was very excited. The old man was not very excited to see Dantes. He said,
"I had hoped to find a way out, not just another cell. Do you know what is outside the walls of this cell?"
Dantes said, "One wall is built against the rock. One is against the governor's house. We can't escape there. But I don't know where this side with the window faces. The window is too high for me to look out." The old man climbed onto Dantes' shoulders to look out. He told the younger man,
"It is no good. This side of your room faces an open pathway. It is guarded all the time. We cannot escape through any of these walls."
"How can you be so calm?" Dantes asked.
"All we can do is wait and hope," said the old prisoner. "Don't forget that."
The old man said his name was Faria. He showed Dantes his tunnel. They followed the tunnel to Faria's cell, where they sat and talked. After that, the two men met every night. Faria taught Dantes about many things. Time passed. Dantes was happier because he had someone to talk to. One night, Faria said that Danglars and Caderousse might have caused Dantes to go to prison. This idea changed Dantes. From that time, he only thought of revenge against those two men.
"I am sorry that I gave you that information," said Faria. "Now you only think about revenge."
One day, Faria became ill. He told Dantes about a hidden bottle of medicine.
"When my sickness reaches its worst point, give me a little medicine," the old man said.
Then he suddenly stopped talking. Dantes thought he was about to die. He quickly found the medicine and poured a little into Faria's mouth. After a few hours, Faria opened his eyes. He was a little better, but still very weak.
"Don't lose hope," said Dantes.
"No," said Faria. "There is no hope for me. I'm getting worse. Soon I will die."